Hare 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 Ho. Hare 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 Hey. Hore 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 Ho. All right. Listen, girl, I'm not like all these other fellas. Close to midnight, something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, oh, but terror takes the sound before you make it. Yeah, you start to freeze as horror looks you right between your eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is thriller, thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Hey, ladies. The door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. Oh, you feel the cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination, girl. But all the while, you hear a creature creeping up behind. Oh, you're out of time. Oh, this is thriller, thriller night, and there ain't no second chance against a thing with 40 eyes. This is thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Oh, night creatures call and the dead start to dance in their masquerade. Oh, there's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time. Open wide, it's the end of your life. Oh.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 2nd, 2024. And day two of featuring bumps exclusively, pretty much, from Postmodern Jukebox, the Postmodern Jukebox YouTube channel. That one is titled, the video title, I'll just mention the title, is Thriller, Michael Jackson 1930s Jazz Cover featuring Wayne Brady, the very, very talented Wayne Brady. And the tap dancers, I don't know who they are, but also, did you catch the intro? They talk about it in the description. Actually, it says Wayne Brady stopped by to make an amazing PMJ debut on his own, of his own. This 1930s Cab Calloway style vintage remake of Michael Jackson's Thriller. So again, I mean, you got Cab Calloway. Did you hear the Minnie the Moocher intro there in the beginning? It's awesome, or a, you know, homage to Cab Calloway and Michael Jackson, those two together. I mean, again, that's like, you know, Careless Whisper and Brubeck's Take Five together. That's crazy. And Cab Calloway and Michael Jackson together in a ragtimeified version of Thriller is just, it's crazy, man. I mean, this is just the coolest stuff, so. Hopefully you're enjoying it as much as we are. Punxsutawney Phil, we talked about it in the first hour. No shadow. Phil declares an early spring, and so did Hope, I guess. So narcoleptic groundhogs are back to sleep, and all is well. Go check out, speaking of Groundhog Day, go check out the Happy Groundhog Day post on RBN. That's fun for some lighthearted Friday stuff. Again, just a recap of the announcements, your support of our sponsors and advertisers and direct contributions to the network are all extremely valued and greatly appreciated. Thank you. And also your listenership. too. But, you know, this is obviously a listener-supported network. So thank you to the faithful folks who do that. And if you haven't or haven't in a while, please consider doing that. Check out the website for details. If you're on Facebook, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. All right. I said I would talk about this stuff a little bit. No explainer. I explained in the first hour, and I usually have to, you know, do the explainer, but I'm not doing it. I already did it. So three Wikipedia pages. Is America a Christian nation? Was it founded as a Christian nation? The answer is no and no. Although, before I get into this, you know, there are some points of clarification. You know, so during our conversation when Glenn called in yesterday, Glenn in Philly, he said, you know, John MacArthur says nations aren't Christian, people are. I agree. However, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes things happen. And so the description for the archive, you know, that I put together yesterday for yesterday's show includes, I'll just read it, and then we'll go to the three Wikipedia entries that I'm thinking of today. So this will eventually be in yesterday's broadcast, what I'm about to read. If we as Americans, particularly as Christians, are courageous enough to consider or confront, parenthetically, the possibility or reality, parenthetically, that our American Revolutionary founding was patently humanist in nature and origin, then suddenly our entire past, present, and future come sharply and clearly into focus. America's God is and has always been the God of Spinoza, i.e. the God of Kabbalah. And yes, while I agree, the sentiment applies with force, you know, Glenn mentioning John MacArthur, nations are Christian, nations aren't Christian, people are. Yes, however, when you have the folks who are laying the foundation for the form of government, it's important to understand what their ideological and religious, shall we say, background is, for obvious reasons, right? So anyway, I included the quotes from that I mentioned yesterday from the two Wikipedia pages. So the first quote is, "Modern natural law theories took shape in the Age of the Enlightenment." That's from the Natural Law Wikipedia page. And then the next, that's the companion, is there is a historiographical consensus, meaning it's essentially an established fact. There's a historiographical consensus that the Enlightenment was anti-Christian, anti-church, and anti-religious. And that's from the History of Christianity Wikipedia page, the section under Early Modern Upheaval from 1500 to 1750, the Enlightenment. So hopefully that makes sense. History of Christianity page. Then you skip down Early Modern Upheaval, then down a little further, the Enlightenment. So then this excerpt from Rebecca Neuberger Goldstein's 2006 New York Times opinion piece titled A View of the Truth, Spinoza's Faith in Reason. She writes, "Spinoza's faith in reason as our only hope and redemption is the core of his system, and its consequences reach out in many directions, including the political. Statecraft infused with religion is intrinsically unstable." Well, who would want to destabilize? "Since it must insist on its version of the truth against all others." You know, and this, you know, there's also the discussion of the separation of church and state. We'll get into that probably as we go along on this stuff. "The Declaration of Independence, that document first drafted by Thomas Jefferson, softly echoes Spinoza," she writes. "John Locke, Spinoza's contemporary, is a more obvious influence on Jefferson than Spinoza was. But Locke had himself been influenced by Spinoza's ideas on tolerance, freedom, and democracy. If we can hear Locke's influence in the phrase, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, We can also catch the sound of Spinoza addressing us in Jefferson's appeal to the laws of nature and of nature's God. This is the language of Spinoza's universalist religion, which makes no reference to revelation, i.e., the Lord God Almighty and the Holy Spirit, but rather to the ethical truths that can be discovered through human reason. There you go. Next excerpt from Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and Kabbalist Michio Kaku, from his Big Think interview back in 2019. And, you know, there's the clip you can find on YouTube. Michio Kaku, there are two types of God. Only one is within the boundary of science. That's false. What would he know? He doesn't know his creator, the Lord God Almighty. Anyway, so he said, so, and this is an abridged clip here, but, you know, he said, so in other words, science is about natural law. It's about the laws of nature, while religion is about ethics. So you see, as long as you keep these two separate, there's no problem at all. And he said, well, first of all, let's be clear about this. There are two kinds of God. Einstein was very clear about this. Two kinds of God. The first God is personal, which he doesn't know his creator. And then he said, you see, Einstein believed in another God, the God of Spinoza. And last but not least, Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, who wrote in 1984, and if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past, ran the party slogan, controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. And yet the past, through its nature alterable, though of its nature alterable, never had been altered. Whatever was true now was true from everlasting to everlasting. It was quite simple. All that was needed was an unending series of victories over your own memory. Reality control, they called it, in Newspeak, doublethink. And, you know, you could throw in a mixture of things like James chapter 1, but he should ask without doubting. Let him ask without doubting, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. So hopefully that, you know, there's enough of a background. So you look at these three Wikipedia entries, just these three. We're going to just look at these three. I have like 40-something from yesterday's broadcast that I'll throw in. Probably, I would say, by the end of today's broadcast. There's also something else that I'll mention. You know, if you want to nerd out on some of this stuff and go down the rabbit hole, then you might look at some things like Dr. Arthur Holmes has a series of, it's titled Arthur Holmes, A History of Philosophy, series of lectures at Wheaton College, 81 in total. And I included a bunch of those that will eventually make it into, you know, the archive. But I'll just list those real fast. From that playlist, YouTube playlist, Arthur Holmes' A History of Philosophy playlist on YouTube for Wheaton College, I included, just as a jumping off point, number 21, Augustine's Christian Philosophy, 24, Thomas Aquinas' Christian Aristotelianism, 25, Aquinas on God, 26, Aquinas Moral Psychology and Ethics, 29, Francis Bacon, 30, Thomas Hobbes, 31, Descartes, 34, Descartes on God and Nature, 35, Descartes' Moral and Psychological Ethics, 36, Spinoza, 41, John Locke, 43, Locke on Religion, Ethics, and Politics, 46, David Hume, 54, Kant on Metaphysics, 57, Hegel. 65, John Dewey. 66, Dewey's Reconstructive Philosophy. 67, Introduction to Existentialism. 73, 19th Century Empiricism. 76, Logical Positivism. And 80, Philosophy of Language. So it's interesting, you know, you go, you know, on up the ranks in academia and you start learning about these people that the rest of us have never heard of, like Spinoza. And, you know, what ends up happening, see, it's interesting. You don't get logic. You know, our brains get fragged and they should never be fragged in the first place, but you don't get logic put back together until you get to like graduate studies. And that's when, you know, we can put your brain back together and then we can start dumping all this garbage in that goes in unfiltered because your hard drive got fragged in the first place and your little frontal lobe checked out because of all the nonsense. And the end result of that is Whitaker Chambers' experience that he wrote about at Columbia. I became a communist and it was my own idea, just like Bernays said. It will come to him as his own idea. I grew up with a religious background, and that's why, you know, you look at all these people that are being studied, all of them, I would call pretty much without exception, they're all apostates, like the folks that I mentioned on the list, meaning they had some Orthodox Christian encounter at some point, and they became those who departed from the faith, rebels like their father, the devil, like Karl Marx, the father of, you know, all modern rebels, so to speak. And so you don't realize that this is just a closed environment. It's just an echo chamber of Marxist apostate rebels in the Christian sense who have departed from the faith. And you're just stewing in this vat of, you know, Marxist goo. People don't realize it. And you end up, you know, reading these people no one else has ever heard of. Who cares about, you know, Cartesian dualism and, you know, who's ever heard of Baruch Spinoza and, you know, on and on. But this is what has shaped our American experience, the great American experiment, the New Atlantis, from start to today. So anyway, those are some videos. The other stuff that I mentioned, Wikipedia entries, American Civil Religion, Wikipedia entry, again, the apotheosis of Washington, a picture's worth a thousand words, that says it all. The apotheosis of Washington on the ceiling of the Capitol Rotunda. George Washington is shown as having ascended to a divine status. That's a Gnostic and Kabbalistic sort of concept. Why do we have this revival of Hermetic secret stuff? What does Hermes represent? The god of this, that, and every other sort of thing. You know, what was the most recent James Bond movie? Gosh, what is it? Why can't I think of it? No Time to Die, I think. And is it Hermes that they're playing in the beginning there? They're showing, I think. Anyway, and then, you know, it turns out to be a bioweapon, basically, but it's not just any bioweapon. It's several. Oh, my goodness. So the Hermetic order, blah, blah, blah. And then there's hermeneutics. And so on and so on. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
A singer in a smoking room. Smell the wine and cheap perfume. For a smile that can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting. Up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living just to find.
Welcome back. That's another one. That's another song. You have to watch the video. It's incredible what they did. You got to watch it. Anyway, Don't Stop Believing, Journey, one take, vintage postmodern jukebox cover. The reason it says one take, you watch it, it's, well, I mean, visually stunning. Again, singers Sarah Nimitz, Rayvon Owen, Ty Magia, I don't know what that is. I don't know how to pronounce those. Blake Lewis. Anyway, not familiar with those folks. Tap dancers, swing dancers, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Tom. Sorry we missed you. Feel free to call back in. Paul in Arkansas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I have a question.
Good morning.
As a shepherd, I'm paying close attention to the information you're providing, assuming shepherds are smarter than sheep. I have a small flock, and one of them's wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see it's dangerously close to falling off a cliff. Do I hold out a false carrot to coerce it back from the edge?
Well, I'm not aware that sheep eat carrots. Are they interested in carrots?
Well, assuming that too.
But in all seriousness, my answer to these kinds of things these days, honestly, you know, there's... As a momentary aside, there's all kinds of what I would call ecclesiastical wrongdoing going on these days. There's the controversy of Alistair Begg and, you know, the IHOP stuff. And I wrote about this, actually. Ecclesiastical wrongdoing is what I called it. But, you know, there we could – one of the things that I wrote in that is there are plenty of instances in the Bible where we might conjure up some self-serving eisegetical extrapolation when we should most likely stick to a more strict exegetical interpretation. But there are also plenty of examples of God's people demonstrating his character of long-suffering. And I mentioned, you know, for instance, Noah, Moses, Sarah, Jacob, Rebecca, Rachel, Joseph, Job, David, Hosea, and of course, Jesus Christ himself. And like I said about, you know, the book of Acts, the thing that I think really we lose sight of is he's supposed to be in charge. He decides, and there are all kinds of weird things that happen. You know, one of my favorite examples is when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, who sinned? The blind man, you know, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents that he would be born blind? And Jesus says, neither. It was so that God's power would be demonstrated this day. So it's his whole life for that. Joseph's life is a testament to a similar experience when his brothers are worried that surely Joseph's going to kill us for obvious reasons. He says, brothers, you know, guys, don't be afraid. As for you, you meant it for evil. He's not naive. He's not delusional. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good to bring about this present result that many would be saved alive. And so there are these weird...
There's the adverse of that whole truth.
Pardon?
If the act you do is evil, but you do it for good, does that count?
That reminds me of, when was that? I think it was earlier this week. Was it this week? Gosh, who was that? It was Anton Chekhov. It was his birthday earlier this week, right? The 29th, it was Monday. So Chekhov's birthday was Monday, and he was the guy who famously said, despicable means used to achieve laudable goals render the goals themselves despicable.
So the adverse is not helpful. Does not hold true.
Well, you know, I think ultimately, again, the question is who's in charge, who decides, who defines terms, who defines what's laudable and what's despicable. I think that's always the first question. Anyway, we're headed into a break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care. Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome back. Super fun PMJ tunes. That's titled Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen Postmodern Jukebox cover featuring Effie Passero. And she's super talented as well. They all are. Leonard Cohen was a magical, mystical type, Kabbalist. I digress. All right. So, Paul, I feel like you feel like I'm not really answering your question, but I feel like I am. I'm not trying to be evasive, by the way.
Well, I love my sheep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel like I'm as weak as water.
So
use one of my grandma's catchphrases.
So, this reminds me. This is sort of why I mentioned the post. You know, it's easy, I think, to be hard-hearted in the, let's just use the Alistair Begg situation, you know, where he advises a grandmother to attend her grandson's transgender so-called wedding. God is the author of marriage, no matter what the state wants to, you know, try to counterfeit, including bringing a gift. And, you know, everybody has weighed in and said it's, you know, evil, it's wicked, it's, you know, he's received a lot of blowback, I guess, because of that. But I think it's easy to lose sight of the fact that, like you're talking about, you know, you love your sheep, and Jesus is our example, and he tells us that, you know, he's willing to leave the 99 to go find the one. And the thing that's particularly moving or heartbreaking about that is when we all come to the realization that we are that one. So that's how much he loves us. And he says, you know, when he was asked, you know, which is the greatest of the commandments? Well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, but my neighbor is my enemy. Well, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. So what do you do with that? So that's why I say, you know, he's the one who should be in charge. He's the one who should be deciding. And you know, he also tells us that his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are higher than ours. You know, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. I think it's important the way that that's phrased in Isaiah 55. So, you know, it's kind of like Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. He doesn't just remember, or he doesn't just know the end from the beginning. He declares the end from the beginning. Anyway, I think that we always have to come back to that. I don't think that there is a canned answer. You know, probably pursue the sheep, but, you know, some people have different opinions and there are all kinds of biblical references, but I think the Holy Spirit is who should decide. That's my, you know, if you're asking me and you are, then I say it should be prayerfully considered.
I can live with that.
But you're probably more qualified than I to weigh in, so, you know.
Well, that's my
2 cents, you know, as the Holy Spirit leads, that would be my 2 cents. And I think that's ironically the thing that gets left out most often. And that gets right back to my whole point about, that's why I'm doing this stuff about America's religion, basically, because it was humanist in nature and origin from our founding. And I think what that does is it creates a sort of predisposition, kind of a narcissistic, solipsistic predisposition in ourselves. And as Americans, don't we believe that, hey, we're supposed to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and make it happen and all that kind of stuff? And it's easy as Christians to lean into that without realizing it and to sort of ignore or deny God in the process.
Yeah, I see a lot of that.
So I think that's why it's important to talk about this stuff. I think we're particularly prone or susceptible to that without realizing it. So.
Well, thank you for everything you did. I'm paying close attention.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your call. Much appreciated, and I hope that that was helpful. Truly. And I do mean it in all sincerity and humility. I am definitely not qualified. I am the least of these, my brethren. Back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Brett, I'm wondering if any contact with Kevin McCarron has happened.
Not that I'm aware of. And I have not. I mean, if somebody's waiting for me to do something, I haven't reached out.
Okay, so I did bring it up to him on his latest stream, and he said, I'm wide open to, I'll talk to anybody. He had somebody interview him from the U.S. here recently, and the people in his chat room were saying, boy, this American is completely clueless on just about all of this, and basically wants that Wi-Fi or wire embedded in his head so he doesn't have to use a mouse. But Kevin's response was, no, I'll talk to anybody. And I noticed that Tom Cowan, you know, he's interviewing somebody, Universal Community Trust. Apparently, Chris, there's a new form of global governance involving international law, and Tom Cowan's just, you know, wide open to this. Nobody's talking about a certain communitarianism subject, and when I continue to pursue Kevin willing to come on, I hope that you will accept, as you know, you said, let's do it. So
sure.
I guess the ball's in my court, so I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm always curious about what I'm talking about, though. This is the whole enchilada. This is why, you know, I think, honestly, what I'm talking about today pertains directly to what your lament, basically. But I guess that's the subject of another broadcast. So, yeah, feel free to make that happen, and we'll do it. Sure.
All right. Well,
pretty much any time, I think.
Okay. I will see if I can make that happen. It is
okay.
Crucially important. So appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Much appreciated. Back to the phones in the interest of time. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Who is defiling the music of Journey? I want to know. I'm going to call the cops right now. The sacred agony of those.
It's what we do. We tip the whole farm. We're tipping the farm.
Yeah, I was listening to it. Well, I just picked out Journey as one, but they've been defiling a lot of it.
Yeah.
That's like taking the Four Tops, singing Sugar Pie Honey Bun, and then twisting it around to where it doesn't sound what it's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
This is all sacred music.
Yeah.
Because the blood of the children of America suffered under the demonic leadership of LBJ and others to go fight in a war that they never had to fight because their president had been assassinated. Yeah, I'm going to sound like one of those other guys that call, but okay, back to you.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
You know, yeah, well.
I got Greta on the brain.
There used to be a bus from San Francisco up to my hometown. And all of those who wanted to study in a radical university and were sick of San Francisco got on this bus. It wasn't a real bus, but, you know. And they came to my hometown, my university, and they did their radical job right in my hometown, you see. And I met a lot of these characters. In Montreal, I met one girl who knew Leonard Cohen back in the day, the Hallelujah guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone to...
The Kabbalist.
He's gone to his glorious rest.
Yeah.
Who knows where, but... And then you mentioned John Dewey.
He has met the great Ein Sof.
John Dewey.
Yeah.
Who said that the truth is what we agree on.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I had more to say, but back to you. How are you doing?
I want to actually get back to these three Wikipedia entries before we jump off so that people can maybe...
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
And, you know, you would probably be interested in having the discussion. I don't know if you were, you know, tuned into the list that I mentioned. Arthur Holmes over at Wheaton College... History of Philosophy, and the list of however many it was, I don't remember, 21 or something, out of his 80-plus lectures that, you know, I will be curious at some point to get your view on what I'm saying. You know, we've had the hotly contested debate, is America's founding, and it's not just America, obviously, but, you know, is America's founding patently or particularly Christian in nature or something else?
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but my investigation shows that the evidence is pretty clear and it's unequivocal.
Yeah, well, maybe if you can send me that reference. But one thing before I go, which I'm something you mentioned, is with my experience in academia, if I want to get that master's degree or PhD and my supervisor's a communist, then I got to be a communist too.
So that reminds me of John Taylor Gatto talking to, gosh, maybe when we go into the break, I'll find that clip. So, Brubeck is playing in my head. Just kidding.
By four times.
John Taylor Gatto talking about, I forget where the guy was from. He said he was talking to a professor and he's explaining how things work and the system of control that's imposed upon people and why aren't they teaching this? You guys know this, and he says, how come a junior high school teacher is talking about this? You guys are the ones who know. And he says, I'll never forget, and I don't remember exactly, I think I'm close enough though. He says, I'll never forget that, you know, he just sort of paused, this professor that Gatto was talking to, and then he says, not very good for tenure. And Gatto laughs and says, I got it. You know, if you wanna, you know, you want to have a job, you want to have a career, then you toe the line. You don't talk about this stuff.
Yeah. By the way, in 1966, I had a crush on a grade 11 girl. I was in grade 9, and she was going down to San Francisco from up in the Midwest of Canada to hang out in the Haight-Ashbury scene. So I just wanted to, her name was Mary June. Big shout out to Mary June, wherever you are. Yes, I was in love with you. Okay, I'll let you go.
Oh, man. Right on.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, bye.
Maybe word will get back if it hasn't already.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Much appreciated, as always. Much appreciated. Yeah. And we're going to head into a break in a second, and I will try to dig around and see if I can find that clip. Maybe we can do that. Mary June, James is a, he's a big-hearted guy, so, you know, it's too bad that things didn't work out. Who knows? In any case, multitasking is bad for radio, and Brubeck is playing in my head. But I will see, and as we head into the break here, I'll see if I can dig around and find that clip, because Gatto said it best. Stick around. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your
Welcome back. You probably heard that one before, right? A little bit. And by the way, so that one's titled Evolution of the Friends TV theme song. And this, I think I mentioned it yesterday, it's a perfect illustration of the talent of these folks. Evolution of the Friends theme, TV theme song, 1920s to 1990s, featuring the Rembrandts themselves. Super fun, super talented, you know, it's just amazing. That's all I can say. Anyway, the clip that I was referring to, Richard Grove interviewed John Taylor Gatto before he passed away. Back in 2011, Richard did that interview. And it's a long series titled The Ultimate History Lesson. I think it was five parts, but there's some more bonus stuff. Anyway, the video that we're going to play is titled, the excerpt is from the video on Richard Grove's channel titled Number Two, The Ultimate History Lesson Weekend with John Taylor Gatto, Hour 2 of 5. Here's the excerpt. Go ahead, please.
I heard of this detail. Why hasn't anyone joined them together? Well, I'll tell you what. A big shot professor at Columbia Teachers College told me 12 years ago when I bearded him in his den, and I said, Doug, surely you know these things. Why is a junior high school teacher left to beat the drum? He looked at me and he said, not a good way to get tenure. That's all he said, and I knew. That financial finally prize.
There you go. Exactly like James just said. And that's why, you know, as a result, we're cranking out communists like Whitaker Chambers said, who believe that, you know, this was my idea. I did this. Not so much, though, huh? We're going out. I hope you have a great weekend. This is one-week cover. 1 week, Bare Naked Ladies, vintage 1940s jazz cover featuring Emma Smith. Super talented. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. Please pray for one another and support the network. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your hands to the side and said, I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you. Say, you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we both today. Now what did we do yesterday? You just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. And it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. And it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.